Progress continues to be made on the new Hopkins County Jail despite a tremendous number of rain days since construction began. We get the latest on new jail construction from County Judge Robert Newsom.
I understand, thinking about new jail construction, that very soon, maybe within a week or 10 days or something, that we may see in the dry there where they actually have the roof all over there.
Yes, day before yesterday, I met with the construction folks, and they said they're giving us a date of May 20th that they expect to have that roof finished. Now, I went by there yesterday evening, and the roof over the jail part itself appears to be almost complete. Now, the administration side still has to be covered, but that, I think, will take even less time. So they're out there working today. We had a good rain last night, but they're out there working today. When the sun shines, they're working.
Yeah. A tremendous number of rain days. I don't know if they anticipated that. I mean, mm-hmm. It's just been a kind of rainy season that we don't see much.
No, we've been in drought for several years. And all of a sudden, we have 38 now, 38 rain days, I believe it is, 38 rain days for since August. Mm-hmm. And we're behind 18, though. We're only behind 18, so it's really not insurmountable. In fact, on Wednesday, I asked that very question. When are we going to be able to move in? He said, I'm still shooting for October.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Yeah. What will happen is, once they get indoors, a lot of those workers, they want to get the job done. They want to do it right. And so what they'll do is they'll work extra hours. They planned on 8-hour day, of course. And if they want to work 10 or 12, and that's their business because they're subs. You know, we're the company, but they're the subs. And if they want to work more hours and do it quicker, we're not going to get in their way.
Yeah. And there, like any construction project, things have to kind of go in an order. You mm-hmm. have certain guilds that have to do their thing before somebody else can get in there. It all has to kind of be coordinated.
I asked that question also in the meeting day before yesterday. I said, what about these subs? I know that they've been put back by the weather, and are they discouraged? And they said, not at all. They said they're ready to work, and every dry moment they're in there working. And so things are going really well. We're making progress.
KSST News.